USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's called a bomb cyclone, and it is about to explode off the northeast coast. Some parts of the northeast, and especially southern New England, could see up to 2.5 feet of snow from this nor'easter. Meteorologists calling it a bomb cyclone, or bombogenesis, because the storm intensifies so rapidly within 24 hours. President Biden talking about bad bridges in the U.S. after a bridge in Pennsylvania collapsed just hours before his previously scheduled visit to go there to speak about bad bridges.
When a bridge is in disrepair, it literally can threaten lives. As soon as we heard about the bridge, we were immediately in contact with the mayor. Mr. Mayor, you're doing a hell of a job. And the governor and other officials on the ground. And we're going to rebuild that bridge, along with thousands of other bridges.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Dr. Anthony Fauci saying he is cautiously optimistic that the overall COVID-19 trend is starting to come down across the U.S. Though while the Omicron variant surge seems to be subsiding, there's a new variant on the scene. And USA Radio's Tim Berg spoke with a medical expert about it.
It's officially called Omicron BA.2. And this week, cases were detected in California, Texas, and Washington. As far as how these new variants are detected, Dr. Diane Hess tells USA Radio News.
Frequently, probably less than 20% of all COVID tests have variant testing done. Those are tests that are done in the state health department level usually. Even physicians who are treating patients like critical care patients in the hospital, they don't know what variant their patients have. Usually, if you find out the variant, it'll probably be weeks later because it's just not a test that's done commonly and it's not done in the hospital often.
I'm Tim Berg.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Millions of COVID tests are said to be on their way to households across the nation. The White House says 60 million households have used the government's new website already to order these free rapid tests. COVIDtests.gov, launching a few days ago. It allows a household to order up to 4 tests. They'll be shipped within 7 to 12 days after the order has been placed. And the administration's plan calls for 1 billion such tests to be distributed free of charge. President Biden is planning to deploy U.S. troops to Eastern Europe, making the announcement late yesterday while speaking to reporters at Joint Base Andrews. He says it won't be a lot of soldiers, but it will happen, quote, in the near term. The remarks coming after the Department of Defense did announce earlier this week that 8,500 military members are on standby as Russian forces are still surrounding Ukraine's border for a possible invasion. On Thursday, the Pentagon called that invasion possibly imminent. And Tiger King Joe Exotic is getting 1 year knocked off his prison sentence. The former Oklahoma zookeeper had his 22-year prison sentence reduced to 21. As his lawyer says, he's disappointed with that Friday resentencing, saying this is not over yet. His attorney says he was hoping Exotic would be released altogether after an appeals court ruled his sentence was incorrectly calculated. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.